Technology.ie, it's Friday, January 3rd, 2014.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
Dias Mariva Gasfaltrovishtak, hello and welcome to Technology.ie. This is Conor Muinichon from Black Knight. And also from Black Knight, it's our CEO, Michaela Nealon, at headquarters in Carlow. Hi, Michaela.
Hi, Con.
How are you?
Not bad, not bad.
Good. We're talking today, Michaela, because Black Knight have put out a press release encouraging Irish business to use social media. And you're talking from a number of points of view, in particular, Black Knight's own successful experience of putting social media at the heart of their marketing and customer engagement. But also, there's a report been published by whom?
It's one of the EU reports, the European Commission, because you know they do a lot of stuff on the digital agenda for Europe, the Europe 2020 stuff. So they publish reports and they give a lot of data out around various metrics, like number of businesses that are online, number of people that are online, how they're online, all this kind of stuff. We've spoken a bit about it on the technology.ie blog over the last few months.
We have indeed. And obviously enough, for many people, being online is as simple as having a website. But the point you want to make today, Michaela, is that it's not really as simple as that. And 20% of Irish businesses agree with you, because according to this survey, 20%, we're the highest in Europe from the point of view of this. 20% of Irish companies surveyed have a formal policy for social media use. That means really, Michaela, that they're prioritising social media in their marketing. And that's something Black Knight have done for a while and indeed won awards for.
Yeah, I mean, it's from our perspective, it made sense. It made perfect sense. It's, we've been blogging for a long time. We've used various fora down through the years, mailing lists, everything else. And, social media was just an extension of all that.
So this is the message really today, Michaela, you want to get across. It's the start of a new year, 2014. You recommend that Irish companies, more than just that 20%, should make a resolution, a new year resolution, if you like, to adopt social media and put it at the start of their marketing. And what I want to ask you about, Michaela, is you're actually talking from practical experience here. You made a similar resolution at the start of 2013.
Well, we did. I mean, we've been trying to do more and more in terms of, pretty much everything in terms of content generation, be that doing stuff on the company blog. We've done stuff over in technology.ie. I mean, that's how you've now got a full-time job.
Indeed.
I think a lot of stuff is just around kind of putting more stuff out there in general. I mean, more content.
Now, you're not just doing this for fun, Michaela. You're pointing out that, and I quote from the announcement you put out today, the maintenance of Black Knight's award-winning blog bears a direct correlation to an increase in revenue. You're saying social media turns into revenue.
Oh, it does, definitely.
Tell me more.
I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, if you're going looking for exact metrics, is going to be awkward, okay?
Of course.
I mean, you can track a certain amount. You won't be able to. You might not be able to put an exact dollar amount on it. That's where it starts getting kind of tricky. But I mean, we know damn well that it helps in terms of both new sales and retaining existing customers.
Okay.
So, I mean, the difference is that it can be, let's say, Company X, we shall not name them, has an outage. That could be anybody, actually. And all their social media channels are completely silent, yet the customers are outraged and they're on there demanding answers to simple questions, or not so simple questions. If the company is absent, then they're going to lose those customers, potentially anyway.
Yeah.
If you're actually actively engaged with your customers, then sure, you might still lose some, but you probably won't lose as many. I mean, in terms of generating new sales, we found that, we can put promotions out via Facebook, via Twitter, via Google+, on YouTube, whatever, and people will engage with us and people will share the content. And they'll buy stuff.
And it's not just necessarily talking about your own products. It's talking about things online which you know, for example, that potential customer of yours are interested in. Hey, we know about this stuff. Here's a link, or here's something of interest to you.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is, this is just if you. I think this is the key question, Carl. I mean, you know, social media isn't just a case of passively sitting there waiting for people to ask you questions and then answering them, or doing the kind of hard, pushy sell, because neither of those will work. What you need to do is to interact and to engage with people on an ongoing basis. From our perspective, you know, the more educated people are about good ways to engage and to use the internet and to use the products and services that are available out there and to use the technology safely, securely, and everything else, that's going to improve their overall experience. Which from our perspective, even if for stuff that we don't actually sell ourselves, you know, the greater the level of consumer confidence there is in the net in general, then the better it is for us as a business.
Now, you've also pointed out that it's more than just marketing. It also reaches into, for example, support and customer service. And you've made the point that in the past year, Michele, you've switched to using a particular product, that's Zendesk, for your customer support system, because it integrates with social media. How does it integrate with social media, and how do you use it?
Well, this is a good question. I mean, the Zendesk is very, very flexible, and it has an API, so you can do all sorts of funky things and integrate it with lots of third party services. In terms of social media, it does things like it supports and it integrates with Facebook pages and it integrates with Twitter. So what happens now is that if somebody sends a direct message to the company Twitter account, not only can be picked up by those who have access to the company Twitter account via Hootsuite or whatever, but it also gets sent into the help desk. So if somebody, you know, raises an issue, raises a query, whatever, via direct message, any one of our customer support team can access that and can respond.
And does that generate a ticket number automatically?
Oh yeah, right. Oh yeah, and when one of our customer service team respond, so let's say one of our customer service team it replies. I mean, as far as they're concerned, they can see that it's coming in via Facebook or that it's coming in via Twitter, but you know, trying to send a reply in 140 characters or less for Twitter, or you know, just plain kind of text with a couple of bits and bobs for Facebook would be a limitation. You know, the system is clever enough. It can do things like sending them a link to the full ticket within the help desk. Mm. And it means that, you know, no longer are those of us who have access to the Facebook and Twitter account the only ones who can provide customer service.
Mm. It's wired right into your customer service team as well, into your support.
Straight in there. Right. So that there's a direct line into the help desk. I think that definitely helps, because, you know, the thing is that even though we might not have wanted people to use Facebook or Twitter to raise customer service issues, they're going to do it anyway.
And once it's done, that's an issue, and it's something you need to address and respond to.
Of course. I mean, the thing is this, is that, you know, you can't mandate where your customers are going to be. You can't do that. It's impossible.
Or where they're going to talk about you. Exactly.
Yeah, so you need to do is to be there wherever they are and to listen and to respond. And then sometimes it's, you know, how you respond and, you know, getting the right tone and everything else can be a challenge. But, you know, being part of the conversation is a hell of a lot better than not even being aware the conversation took place.
Well, that's a great point, Michele, because obviously you want word of mouth promotion and marketing. You want your customers to say good things about you, but you need to be aware that it's a double-edged sword. It's a two-sided coin, if you like. If you're part of the conversation in the open market, you need to be prepared to address issues that may arise just as much as to accept pats on the back.
Oh, totally. And this is the thing. I mean, personally, as you know, I follow the likes of Gary Vaynerchuk and other people like that who talk a lot about using social media in business and engaging with people and everything else. And, you know, he did a lovely presentation there a few weeks back. And it was, you know, a criticism of how some companies and people, all they seem to do is just retweet every single positive tweet about themselves. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's boring. Like, who cares? You know, grand.
That's not social media engagement.
No, that's not engagement. That's just, that's social media masturbation. I mean, it's pathetic, really. It really is. I mean, the ones who are the worst culprits are from what I've seen, are the ones that have little or no social media engagement to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about these companies that have, you know, a few hundred to maybe 1,000 or 2,000 followers on Twitter. Which, I mean, it's yeah, sure. Some people will argue, well, it's not a numbers game. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's rubbish as well. I mean, yeah. You know, if you don't have a decent enough size following,
yeah,
in general, then there's no point. I mean,
but you know, I think that following is a consequence of how you actually behave on the social media platform,
yeah,
Michele. And what can often be more telling is to look at the number of people that the brand is actually following back. And you know, okay, sometimes.
Well, I wouldn't agree with that.
No,
wouldn't actually agree with that.
Well,
at all.
Maybe not so much that number as such. You're probably right in relation to that, but maybe it's a case of whether they're engaging with people or
now,
not.
See, that's the key difference. It's the engagement, not the number of follow.
Yeah.
Not the number of accounts they follow.
Yeah.
Like if you look at.
But there are some that you'll see, Michele. Sorry, there are some that you'll see which where they have a lot. These would be big brands in particular. They have a lot of followers, but they follow almost no one back, and they engage with no one. And you can see it's
well,
just
no,
literally
those ones are the ones where you know if they're big brands, I would consider that to be you know a total failure.
Yeah.
And totally pointless.
It's a missed opportunity. All they're doing is just trumpeting their successes, and they're not engaging or they're not listening to anyone.
Well, no, because they're using social in the same way
yes.
that they would have used
traditional media.
More traditional media.
Yeah, so they're using it as a one.
And that's, you know, the thing is this, is that there's nothing wrong with traditional media. There's nothing wrong with it. But it's 2014. You need to move beyond what was the kind of stuff that people were doing, you know, 5 years ago or 3 years ago or 10 years ago. You know, you need to be able to adopt a multi-channel approach, as it were. I mean, you know, there's no reason, you know, like we know from what we've seen that getting your brand out on the radio, say, doing radio advertising works really well. Doing TV advertising or being mentioned on TV programs can work really well. And still does. And if you have like a full page ad in a national newspaper, that's probably going to work very well as well. But
it's not enough on its own, though, is
no,
it?
No, I think the thing is that you know you look at some companies have done very well and have been very very successful without really using traditional media at all.
Yeah.
Now I don't think that just the reason I kind of would be very careful about what I say about traditional media. I think some people seem to think that using traditional media is a bad idea, and I think that's just stupid. Hmm. I think using traditional media the right way and knowing which traditional media you should be looking at is a different conversation entirely. But just this kind of I'm digital, I'm not going to do traditional is stupid.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you can do it one way, but I think not the other. I think if you use traditional media only, that won't work either, if you know what I mean.
No, of course not. No,
so, I mean, in this day and age, and you've said it already, Michele, it's 2014, if I see an engaging ad on TV, radio or print media, I'm going to say, that's great. Interesting proposition, interesting company, interesting product or service. But I'm going to, before I make a decision to commit to spend money as a consumer, Michele, I'm going to see what they've got online. I'm going to want to follow up on that initial one way if you like, initiative from the company, I'm going to want to see, well, what are people saying about them online? How do they engage with people online? That's essential in this day and age, isn't it?
Oh, totally. I mean, the kind of thing I've seen, like, you'll see, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see me sometimes moaning and groaning about certain companies.
Never.
Well, I mean, yeah, we've had, sometimes I don't name the company, other times I do.
Yeah.
Like, I've had the experience personally where I've tried to contact a company using the email address or email form on their website. Mm. No reply.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry. Like, hello. You know, I am trying to spend money with you.
Yeah. It's a missed opportunity. And I think,
why, you know, if you don't want my business, well, just say so then.
And I think you've quoted other statistics as well to say that you know, the vast majority of consumers now at this stage in Ireland and in Europe in general are engaging online, and that's where you've got to go if you want to engage with them.
Oh, no, totally. I think, you know, the thing is, you know, people talk about certain metrics as if they were the Holy Grail. I think they're missing the point. You know, if there's no point in just simply setting up a blog and posting to it once every 6 months. You know, what's the point in doing that? There's no point in setting up a Twitter account for your business and only tweeting, you know, once a week. You know, how is that going to help you? How is that going to do anything for either you or your business or your customers? I just don't see how that would work.
Now you know,
there's a lot of those things that I just would wonder, you know, just because, you know, the metrics themselves, just, you know, number of businesses that have a blog, number of businesses that have this, number of businesses that have that, by themselves, probably aren't enough.
Okay, so Michele, I mean, you and Black Knight have won awards in the past year or two for social media strategy, social media marketing, best blog for a business and that kind of thing.
Several times. Yeah.
From your own experience, Michele, could you sum it up in two or three or four points? What is the way to engage with people online? And it's interesting that you mentioned...
I think the first thing...
But I agree with you about being honest and things like that. But the practical steps, for example, is it enough to go on Facebook and Twitter? Should you have a blog? And if so, what should you put on it?
Well, I think there's no short answer to that. I mean, I think the thing is that you need to... How can I put this? You need to make sure that you're going to put content across all the platforms that you choose to use. Like, there's no point in just deciding randomly, oh, we're going to have this, we're going to have that, we're going to have the other, and then not doing anything with any of them.
Mm.
If you don't have a huge amount of time to devote to this, then, you know, what you probably want to do is to find the right kind of tools for managing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is that a lot of the stuff we do, people think, oh, you know, you're doing all this stuff, it's this and that and blah, blah, blah. And the reason that we're able to do it is because we've chosen the tools that make it easier for us.
Mm.
So that I can post the same bit of content across multiple social networks simultaneously. Or I can easily choose to post only certain things to certain places. But so there is a very good valid argument for not posting the same content everywhere. But there's ways to, you know, you can automate certain things. But I suppose, you know, what people should be posting, I suppose the thing is that you should try to avoid blatant self-promotional crap. I mean, there's nothing wrong with promoting yourself. I mean, don't get me wrong. But if all you're doing is just promoting yourself and not adding any value, then why would anybody want to share your content? I mean, okay, sure. If I post something like, say, register a .co domain name for €1, you know, next 50 people will get that offer or something like that. Sure.
That's value.
I'm giving some sort of value.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is that in terms of the kind of customer that I'm going to attract with that, if that's the only thing I'm doing, I'm just going to attract cheesecakes.
Okay.
You know, I need, you know, you, what you want is you want to get it to a point where there, people are kind of going, oh, look, you know, they're sharing kind of interesting content. I mean, for us, for example, kind of things that we can talk about might be, you know, security, you know, setting, choosing secure passwords, tips about, you know, search engine optimization, about online marketing, about different ways to use online services. We will tweet about things like phishing attacks that are targeting Irish users, or other things that we know people are likely to find in some way interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, but the other thing as well is not to be too serious. I mean, if you're too serious and you take yourselves too seriously, and you lose that kind of personal voice, then you know, the thing is, you've got to remember, people don't do business with businesses. They do business with other people.
Yeah, so they want to know there's a human face and a human voice behind.
Yeah, I mean, but of course, there's a line. I mean, sure, you know, do you want to? I think first off, I think I mentioned this actually the other day. You know, people need to make sure that they're demarking the line between them themselves and their business.
That's a good point.
I mean, there's, you know, if I might have a personal passion for whatever. Hmm. It could be something that's socially acceptable, or it could be something that might be offensive to some people.
But either way, whether it's offensive or just boring to people, Michele, you're not going to post about that much on your company account, on your business.
Well, I don't
account.
Think you should. I don't think you should. I mean, like I've seen people having. I saw a business who again, I cannot name. You know, having like a practical meltdown publicly on Twitter there over Christmas, and it wasn't the business that was melting down; it was the person managing the business's Twitter account. I was like, you know, this is not something you should be doing from your company's Twitter account. You should be doing that, if you're going to do it at all, you should be doing it from your personal account.
Yeah, yeah.
Because ultimately, somebody goes along and they do a bit of investigation into a business, as you say, and that so they might find, you know, links to that business's Twitter presence. Mm. And if the first things they see is just a string of expletives.
So what you're saying, Michele, is the way we got into this, you said, don't take it too seriously. Let there be a human aspect to your online social media profile of your business, but do that within reason and don't be inappropriate in how much of your personality that you reveal. You've got to bear in mind, I suppose, at the end of the day, you know, people are interested, obviously, in dealing with people, but they do view a business as a business, and there is a certain amount of professional decorum, if you like.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the thing is that, you know, it might be completely appropriate for you to tell your friends what you got up to at the weekend.
Yeah, so in a way, Michele, it's the same kind of decorum you would have if you were a salesman walking into a company or a support person turning up on site as a company. There are certain things you would talk about, certain pleasantries you exchange, and certain things that would be inappropriate in a context. And that's what it comes down to, really, Michele, is the context.
I think there's certainly a context. I think some of it is probably, you know, a certain amount of common sense.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we could talk about this, but I think what we might look at doing, Con, is maybe because I think there's certain areas around this where people do generally get confused. We might do a few follow-up blog posts on some of these topics.
Excellent. Well, we'll do those either on the Black Knight Company blog or on technology.ie.
I'd say probably on the Black Knight Company blog.
Okay, well, we'll certainly refer to them, I think, and link to them as well from technology.ie. I've one more question for you, Michele, just on this subject, which is that we've talked about the difference between one-way traditional media and two-way social media. In your experience, Michele, obviously you've benefited and gained from the content that you've produced and put out on social media. What about the feedback you're getting back from customers and the public at large and the people you engage with online? How helpful is that to a business?
I think it could be incredibly helpful. I mean, the thing is that sometimes it's down to things like the choice of words that you might put on a webpage. Just as an example, where somebody will ask us, you know, what do you mean? You know, you've got the, you know, how do I do X? How do I do Y? And you go, oh, you know, here it is. And they go, I don't understand. Mm. And it's like, and then you realize, oh, right, you know, we've used some terminology that just isn't clear. Or maybe people will ask you about, you know, some new and up and coming technology that you mightn't have heard about. You know, are you going to support technology X or technology Y? And, you know, that's really, really interesting. Mm. Because somebody can ask you about you know, a particular product or service, and, you know, you can kind of go, oh, right, yeah, we can look into that. Or maybe somebody will come up with some idea for you. I don't know. It's just, kind of interesting feedback. And, you know, the thing is that for every customer who interacts with you, there's probably 20 or 30 who don't, but who've gone away unsatisfied in some way.
Mm.
I mean, not dissatisfied. There's a difference there. Yeah. I think there's a difference. You know, they haven't been 100% satisfied. They haven't been dissatisfied, but they haven't been 100% satisfied.
So your point is, if somebody raises something in a social media forum, chances are that that's representative of a larger group, and it's worth listening to and paying attention to.
We need to pay attention to it. It doesn't mean you're going to have to act on it.
No.
That's the other thing as well, is that, you know, some people kind of this thing that people come up with, oh, the customer is always right. Mm. Well, no, they actually aren't, because the customer might make certain assumptions about how things work. Like I've seen people saying, oh, you know, why aren't you offering XYZ for free?
Yeah.
And the answer can be, in many cases, is, well, because it costs money to provide it.
Exactly, yeah.
And they'll go, oh, but, you know, Company X is offering it for free. It's like, well, grand. Yeah. Let them. Yeah. But it's costing that other company money to do it. Oh, well, I'm going to move to them. Well, off with you then. I'd prefer to actually be able to pay my staff. Thank you very much. You know, it's just because, you know, the thing is, the feedback is always interesting and everything else, and maybe you can tweak the messaging around something. But just kind of the kind of thing I've seen in the past is, let's say, for example, other companies pitching their products or their services in a particular way, and your customers come in just going, oh, you know, we want XYZ. And you're going to go, well, you can't have it. Well, Company X is offering it. It's kind of, well, I don't know how they're offering it, because, you know, technically speaking, it's impossible. And then you discover that actually that company isn't really offering it at all.
Yeah.
They've managed, they're pitching it as if they are.
You're on a mission, Michaela. You have a target. You'd like to lead the charge and encourage more Irish businesses to engage on social media in 2014. And as you say, you're going to see if you can perhaps provide some tips and tricks to help people. What would be the thing you would say to get started with, Michaela, if you're, say, the owner of a small business, the marketing director of a perhaps medium business? What would you suggest someone who has who is interested in engaging on social media? What would be the first step?
I think have a look at what other people are doing.
Yeah.
I think that's the first thing that anybody should do. You know, that, you know, first of all, have a look at what other people are doing. Secondly, maybe experiment yourself at a personal level without pulling the company or business into it. So let's say, for example, with blogging, rather than launching the business blog first, you know, try to run and write your own personal blog for a while.
Yeah.
Because, like anything else, it's something that can, you know, it takes a certain amount of time to get into the swing of it. And then over time as well, you can learn more about, you know, what people like, what people don't like, what you like and what you don't like. And I suppose, you know, anything like this, it's always going to be a learning process. And you're never going to stop learning.
Well, listen, Michaela, thanks for the insight and the advice. And talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, Rob.